The latest news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest, Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talk with Judith Aponte. Judith is a member of the National Association of Hispanic Nurses and an associate professor at Hunter College School of Nursing, City University of New York. Judith specializes in researching diabetes in Hispanic men and women who have a 50% chance of developing type 2 diabetes in their lifetimes. Check out our discussion on the future of specialized diabetes education opportunities for nurses. Judith, I want to welcome you to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you on the show here today. And I'd just like to ask you a little bit about your background as a nurse. Tell us what brought you to the nursing career and a little bit about your career path.
Sure. Well, first, I would like to thank you for inviting me to speak about my career and my background. Well, I became a nurse. I say to everyone, nursing chose me. And the reason why I say that nursing chose me is because I had a sister who passed away when I was 7 years old. And I saw how she was in and out of hospitals. And through that experience at such a young age, I knew I wanted to go into healthcare. And I became a nurse.
That's awesome. And, you know, it's interesting how nurses touch us in so many different ways, whether it's through something like you experienced or our own personal experiences with nurses when we've been ill. It always strikes me how so many nurses are nurses today because of how a nurse impacted them earlier in life.
Yes. I agree. And I think that also the direction or the path that we choose within the nursing career is really a personal and passionate reason. And so I find myself in particular choosing diabetes, which is really my area of expertise, both in the classroom and outside of the classroom, in my research and in my publications, because it has greatly affected my family. So that was really the driving force as to why I chose that path within the nursing career.
Now, did you get into diabetes education and research right away out of school, or did you take a more traditional path through, working in a hospital setting and then moving forward into other areas?
No, I really went into diabetes when I became a PhD student. And so when I started my PhD work, immediately one of the first questions in any program is, do you know what you want to do research on? And I immediately had the answer. I knew that I wanted to focus on diabetes, knew that I wanted to focus on the adult population, and in particular, the Hispanic population. And again, the primary reason was because as a Hispanic person, my family was greatly affected, and I saw what it was doing to not only my family, but also to the individuals in particular. And I knew I wanted to help as much as I could and provide insight as a Hispanic into that type of research.
Yeah, this month in the Nursing Notes newsletter, we're actually exploring diabetes educators and this month. And so I'm curious, you know, to see what you've seen change over the last few years regarding our approach to diabetes, specifically with regard to minority patients that we come in contact with.
Well, I see that there's more there's a further sense of awareness in terms of how culture plays a big part in how people manage their diabetes. There's more awareness in terms of the language barriers, the financial impact, reasons why people aren't accessing the care the way they should. And so I see that that's become broader in the healthcare provider's perspective. And so that helps those patients who really don't have the financial resources, whether it's to buy their medication, whether it's to get a health insurance plan that covers, whether it's the reason why they're accessing the emergency room versus going to a primary care provider for their care every 3 months. So I think as healthcare providers, we're more aware of the barriers that exist in particular ethnic groups and particular populations that just don't have the services available to them.
Now, I know you've actually put together an interdisciplinary course to help healthcare professionals in various fields reach out and educate diabetes patients more effectively. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea for this course and what you've included in it.
Well, it was a team of faculty. One member was the chair of the Department of Social Work at the time, someone from the School of Public Health, and myself as representing the School of Nursing. And we sat down and we said, diabetes is a global issue. It's an epidemic affecting everyone, and all healthcare providers, no matter what discipline you're in, really is going to encounter and have to deal with the many issues related to diabetes. So we sat down and we created two courses, one on diabetes care and one on prevention, and one on diabetes management. And so both courses are interdisciplinary, one more focusing on pre-diabetes and risk factors related to people who are at risk for developing diabetes, and then the other course is primarily focused on families, individuals who have diabetes. So it's been very exciting, particularly when we have students from all three disciplines. And the focus is not only on how we can help someone manage, but also I try to create an awareness of the students who are healthcare providers and making them aware of health literacy, of numeracy literacy, of many other factors that sometimes we just don't realize a patient doesn't really truly understand. So when we tell them, you know, check their blood sugar level using their glucometer, do they understand what that number truly means? Do they understand why they have to go to the doctor every 3 months? Do they understand what a hemoglobin A1C level is? So it's really getting the provider to understand that sometimes we need to take a step back and really assess the patient's level of knowledge.
And I like that you include an aspect of educating whole families, because often this can maybe, hopefully, stave off future generations from dealing with the challenges of diabetes through changes in lifestyle for an entire family group.
Yes, especially since diabetes has a genetic component to it. So we see many people who are not affected themselves only, but they had a family member, whether it's a parent, whether it's a child, who has diabetes or pre-diabetes. And if we're able to really help them, particularly those with pre-diabetes and not developing diabetes, it's such a rewarding sense.
I wonder if there's a single aspect, and I know we just talked about one, developing healthier families, but is there a single aspect that you find most rewarding as you send people out from these classes and you get feedback from them on the types of things they're seeing and the impacts they're having?
Well, the first rewarding thing that I get feedback on is, wow, I've truly learned about something I didn't even know existed. Or I learned a new term in terms of food insecurity and how that applies and impacts a person not being able to buy healthy fruits and vegetables. So even before they leave the classroom, getting that feedback from them, I feel like, okay, I'm making a difference, not only to the patient population who I probably will never meet, but will be touched by these students based on what they've learned, but also I've made a change in terms of how future healthcare providers will view diabetes care. So that's really the first one. And then in terms of them making a difference and me feeling that I added to that is whenever they come back to me and say, you know, I'm running a clinic and it's a diabetes clinic, or, you know, you changed my life because now I'm interested in pursuing a PhD and doing research, or I'm interested in a project, Dr. Aponte, that you may have and I want to be a part of. Or if you're writing anything related to diabetes, please remember me because I would like to grow and learn more about it. So those are the types of things that I really get so excited about.
I imagine. And it's interesting, you know, as a nurse at the bedside, obviously you have a very direct impact on the individual patients that you help. But as an educator, I've always felt very gratified in realizing that I was impacting hundreds of patients, if not more, in the people that I teach and educate throughout the course of my career as an educator.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And also the sense of I'm not totally away from the bedside, although I'm not literally at the bedside, because what I'm able to teach the students, they take it to the bedside. So either way, they're my tentacles to areas that I'm unable to be at.
So you talked a little bit about some things that kind of touch on mentorship, and I'm wondering if you see the importance of that and how it's impacted you directly through the people maybe that have mentored you over your career and how you've tried to pass that down.
Mentorship for me is so important. I wouldn't say so much because, I mean, I've had great mentors, but I just find it so important because that is our future. And if we're not able to teach people the path, it's an extremely lonely and frustrating path if you don't have a mentor. And you're spinning your wheels and you're exhausting all your energy, and the end result is either someone who gives up, whether it's the career of nursing or whatever it is that they're pursuing, if it's higher education. And why do we have to reinvent the wheel when we have so many people who have really made differences and who could mentor? So I always feel like that's what I'm here for. One of the things is to really guide people so that they don't make the same mistakes I made, so that they find the career and the path they want to take more exciting and are able to do more. Because if you're successful, that just fires you up to take the next step and to go up to the next level. And mentoring, I feel, is the tool that provides individuals the path to grow.
You mentioned spinning your wheels, and I want to kind of revisit the topic of diabetes again, because it made me think of, you know, some people that maybe are getting frustrated because it doesn't seem like we're having a big impact on the prevalence of diabetes in our communities, especially our at-risk communities. Have you seen positive changes in the Hispanic community, for instance, that lead you to believe that we are having a positive effect overall in these communities?
In terms of the Hispanic community, it's a challenge because of the cultural piece to it, and I'm sure that's the same for many other cultural groups. Because, well, one of the things that taking a step back, that I have to mention is, in many instances, we're viewed, we meaning Hispanics, are viewed as we're all the same, as a homogeneous group, and we truly, truly aren't. We're very different, and when it comes to diabetes, even more so. And I say that because when you look at a Mexican, American even, and a Puerto Rican American, the dietary cultural cuisine is very different. So when we look at diabetes, especially with Hispanics, we have to remember that we eat differently. So when you look at Caribbeans, for example, they're very high, they love fried foods. They love the carb, but their particular carb is rice. And they're starchy vegetables. And so all of these foods may not be the same for someone from Argentina, from South America. So when we look at diabetes among Hispanics, there's even further complexity because of the differences in the diet, which is a significant part of diabetes management.
I'm glad so you said that, because I you know, it's funny. I knew that, but I didn't know that, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, so when we look at, have we made strides? It all depends. I think you have to look at, have we made strides with particular subgroups within the Hispanic population? And then the other factor is that the migration, I mean, the Hispanic population has grown in the United States. So you have to say, okay, am I asking, have we made significant impacts here in the United States or within the native country? So it's really many questions in one.
Fair enough. So I guess the next question, maybe our final question for this interview, is there a piece of advice you'd offer to a nurse that's looking to dig into diabetes research and education as a career path? And is there something you would offer them as a place to start or a place to kind of get their mind right as they step into this field?
I would tell that individual, find the niche or the area within diabetes that you're truly passionate about. And once you find whatever it is that you're passionate about, the world is yours, because it's a disease that impacts the whole individual from their hair to the tip of their toes. And so there's so many aspects that can be focused on and that can be addressed that you could truly make a career working with patients who have diabetes or conducting research related to that topic. So the core advice that I would tell the individuals, find out what you're truly passionate about and you want to focus on, because you're going to work on that for years to come.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon. And check out our other episode this month, where I talk to Derek Fetzer, Director of Caring Crowd at Johnson & Johnson. Caring Crowd is a crowdfunding platform for global public health that has enabled nurses and others to make a difference for patients in communities around the world. You'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.